Lord that's serving so far, say amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5, reading through verse number 6. We can leave already, say it's been good to be here. Amen. I know that this virus stuff is going on and things like that, so I do encourage you to wash your hands. And if it does get, we've got sanitizer about everywhere. And if they're out, I've got some under the pit here for $20 a pump. And so I've got to try to get me some vacation money. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5. Amen. And like I said, it's been good. Man, I appreciate this good crowd. What a great crowd. Amen. On this Sunday morning, amen, and I appreciate that, amen, from the very bottom of our hearts. So many going through so much, amen, it's just amazing to me. It's just not our church. You look around and you think, man, why so much? But it's everywhere. It's all across our nation tonight that are suffering, having hard times, having difficulty times, and things like this. Would you pray for us tonight, or this afternoon? The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5, reading through verse number 6. The Bible said by faith, listen to this now, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Look at verse number 6. The Bible said, but without faith, amen, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy. And Lord, I realize that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. And Lord, I know, God, without a doubt, and Lord, that you've laid this message upon our heart. And God, we don't never know, and Lord, what tomorrow may hold, or and Lord, what anybody is going through. And God, but we pray, Lord, and we know that through your Holy Spirit, and Lord, that brings us that sermon. And God, that you do the work of God today. And Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen and amen. And listen, the Bible said, but without faith, and listen, neighbor, it's impossible how to please God, amen. And neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on for the neighbor today, and listen, it'll be on this right here, faith in dark hours, amen. Faith in dark hours. I've always said this, when you're on the mountain, it's easy to trust in the Lord. Amen. And when you got food in the cupboard, you got gas in the tank, listen, maybe the power bill's paid, you look around, all your family is healthy, listen, everything is going good. And neighbor, it's then in those times and we stand and we say we're blessed. But it's in the dark hours of the night that we find that we must have our faith and stronger in those times than any other time before. Listen, neighbor, look at verse number 5. Neighbor, for me one more time tonight, Hebrews 11, and verse number 5. The Bible said by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Listen, it was not found because of God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased. Amen, God. Amen. Having faith in the darkening hours of life. Listen, neighbor, having faith when the sun goes down. Listen, some have experienced that. Listen, and others will. Listen, there's a there's a financial dark hours. Neighbors, sometimes that we go through. There's a physical dark hours. sometimes that we go through. And sometimes it's a personal experience, a neighbor that we're going through. And then sometimes it's a spiritual darkness that we face. Listen, neighbor, the Bible said even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, listen, see, it's in those shadows, neighbors, where the darkness is. Neighbor, listen, amen. Have you ever been up through the mountains and places like that? Neighbor, where they've got those tunnels, neighbor, carved out into the road, and neighbor, a lot of times, we'll start upon one of those tunnels, and neighbor, and the light goes out, and neighbor, it gets dark. Listen, and yes, I'm one of them, that blow my horn, amen. Listen, neighbor, but I thought about this, when you can learn to blow your horn in the midst of those tunnels, amen, victory is yours, amen. Listen, see, my friend, that's what I'm talking about. Neighbor, in the dark hours of the day, neighbor, that we've got to have our faith, neighbor, rooted in something other than what the world has to offer, amen. The Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. Listen, so what do we do? Listen, in these dark hours, listen, how do we do that? Neighbor, we just do, Brother Lonnie, what Enoch did, and what an example he was today. Listen, I like it what the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter number 5 and verse number 24. Listen, talking about learning to have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, having faith in the dark hours of your life. Neighbor, listen, it's not always sunshine. It's not always roses. Amen. Man, listen, and I'll tell you this today. It's not always somebody else's family that's going through hard times. Sometimes it knocks at my door. Sometimes it knocks at your door. Listen, but it's in those dark hours of your life that your faith has got to blossom. Amen. Neighbor, listen, it's like planting a listen, a bulb. Amen. Listen, have you ever took a little flower bulb, listen, neighbor, and you put it in that dark ground, and you cover it up with that dark dirt, listen, and it seems like there's no hope at all, but after a while, that bulb, it begins to give away to the light, listen, and when that light begins to shine down, and that water begins to rain on it, amen, that flower comes forth, listen, that's the way it is, Brother Michael, when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, the Bible said, weeping may endure for a season, but joy in the morning. Got to learn to have faith. Got to have learned faith in those dark hours, amen. Listen, never look at what Genesis 5 and 24, he said, and Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. So in other words, today, if we're going to have the faith of Enoch, listen, what he says here, we got to walk with him. We got to learn to lean upon him. And learning to lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ today. Learning to have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Having, listen, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday night, but having faith in him that no matter what obstacle we may face, we can put our trust in him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll go with you all the way to the end. Now listen, neighbor, today, my hope and my faith is not in the government. My hope and my faith, I listen, is not in the foundation of this world. But my hope and my faith, I listen, is in the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everything that I am is anchored around this man called Jesus today. Anchored in him. Listen, they were learning to have faith in the dark hours. Learning to have faith in the dark hours. We all go through those storms. We all face those times in our life. Amen. Listen, neighbor, as I was doing that funeral yesterday out there in Rome, and I was watching those precious children and precious grandchildren listen, crying because their loved one, neighbor had just left the waltz of his life, went to bed and just never got up. He was like Enoch. Amen. God just come and guide him. Amen. Neighbor, to have that blessed assurance that, hey, this is not the final dwelling place. This is not the final answer. There's a better place to go. There's a Bible said there's a land that is fairer than day. Amen. A land where there'll be no more heartaches. A land where there'll be no more sorrows. Amen. Neighbor, today, how do you know that, preacher? It's all by faith. Neighbor, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's not what you see that makes me a king. It's what I've got on the inside that makes a difference. Amen. Faith in the dark hours. Faith in the dark hours of our life. Faith in the dark hours when you go in and the company plant manager says you no longer have a job. Amen. Faith is when you go in and the doctor says you got 3 to 6 months to live. Faith that when you go in and says you're going to lose this or you're going to lose that. It's in those times you must learn to have faith. It's in those times that we got to learn you can't give up. It's in those times that we got to learn that we can't give in. We got to put our faith in Him today. Listen, three things we'll look at with the Lord being our helper that we see here from the Scripture about faith in the dark hours. Listen, number one today, he said, Enoch what? Number one, he walked by faith. He walked by faith. Enoch walked with God. By faith, we must have God, listen to this, we must have God as our Father. We must have Christ as our Savior, heaven as our home. We are overcome our fears by walking in Christ. That's how we overcome our fears. That's why I'm not worried about tomorrow. Amen. I'm not worried about next week. The carnal man sometimes, he stresses out over things. And the natural man worries over things. But I do know that in the end result, at the end of this thing, he's got the whole world in his hands. Amen. The same one that hung the sun this morning, the same one that, that tells the sun when to shine, he tells the moon when to come up, he tells the stars when to glow. That's the one I'm talking about that we can have confidence in him. We can have confidence in him. Amen. Enoch walked by faith. He walked by faith. Amen. He had the testimony that he walked by faith with the Lord Jesus Christ today. And that's what we got to do in order to survive the dark days. In order to survive the darkness of our life, Olivia, we got to learn to just walk by faith. We just got to walk by faith. Did you notice over there in the Scripture? Listen, when the priest went and all of them, and they were going to cross over Jordan. Neighbor, the Bible said when they got to the river there, that the brim of their I guess whatever you call that robe or whatever they had, it got down into the water. Listen, sometimes, neighbor, today, we've got to almost step into the water before God, before faith is released. Amen. Neighbor, today, faith is released when we jump off the diving board. It's not when we're standing on it. Faith is released. Neighbor, today, it's when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when I was a little old boy, and we'd go over to Cedartown over there to a place called Johnson's Lake. Anybody remember that place? Amen. Every one of you ought to be ashamed. Amen. But we would go over there and we'd go swimming and I'd jump in, Brother Michael, and I'd act like I was swimming just about like everybody else as long as my feet was on the bottom. I see what I was actually doing. I wasn't swimming. I was actually walking. Amen. And that's what happens to a lot of people today. They got all the faith in the world as long as their feet's on the bottom. As long as they got control, as long as they got control of the situation, they've got the faith. But listen, it's when you don't have control, and you realize you're over your head. It's in those dark hours that you've got to learn to walk by faith. We walk by faith. Brother Johnny sent me some scripture this week, and I said, you won't even believe what the Lord's laying on my heart to preach. It was about faith. It was about faith. He said if we had the faith of a grain of a what? Mustard seed. Well, that ain't much faith, is it? That ain't much faith. Faith of a grain of a mustard seed. We could say mountain and it would be removed. Man, faith. Faith. We got to learn to walk by faith. Look at what the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 26 and verse number 24. Will you put that back up for me? And listen. Listen what he says right here. The Bible said, and the Lord appeared unto him that same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. In other words, today, if we'll learn to walk by faith, we can lean upon him. We can trust in him. Listen, neighbor, today, cast our cares upon him. The Bible said, for he careth for you. For he careth for you. We got to learn to walk by faith in those dark hours of the day. When you can't see where you're going. When the waves are over your head. Amen. You got to remember they're under his feet. Amen. Listen, when you're seems like you're gasping for breath. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there? Listen, a couple of years ago, I got dehydrated, and man, they had to take me to the hospital, and I couldn't breathe. Amen. Brother Gary come in that day. Amen. I was back on the, and it just felt like my skin was just falling off of me, and I couldn't get my breath, and I just couldn't get. I told Lisa, I said, take that oxygen thing off the wall, stick it down my throat. I couldn't get it. I don't know if I was having a panic attack or what. I ain't never had one of those, so I didn't know what was going on. Listen, everybody, but in the dark hours of our life, our spiritual life, sometimes we act like we're gasping for air. Sometimes we feel like we're struggling. Sometimes we feel like we're drowning. Sometimes we feel like there's no lifeguard. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. He said it's in those hours that we got to learn to walk by faith. It's in those times we got to learn to hold to his hand. Amen. We got to hold to his hand. Amen. I'll never forget it one time. One of the grandboys, I don't forgot which one of them it was. They was going to try to jump over into the pool there. And there was little bitty things. And I had them by the hand, Brother Michael, like this right here. And they jumped off in there, and I had them. And he said, my hands are slipping, Papa. Oh, my hands are slipping. I'm slipping. I'm slipping. I said, don't worry, son. I got you. Amen. Amen. See, my friend, it's not so much that I got his hand. He's got mine. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, hey, all you got to do is reach up. I'll take care of the rest. Telling you in the dark hours of life, in the darkest hours of your days, just remember that you walk by faith. Just walk by faith. Just keep walking by faith. Hold to that unchanging hand. Hold to that unchanging. Walk by faith. And then number two. Boy, it's a long number one, ain't it? We'll get there, though. Amen. Trying to catch up with that hour I lost. Number two, not only in faith in the dark hours, we must learn to walk by faith, but we got to learn in those dark hours, we got to make your decisions by faith. Ain't we sometimes, Brother Lonnie, when things go wrong, we're so quick to snap, we're so quick to make a quick decision in our life, but seeing it's those dark hours, that we've got to learn to make our decisions based upon the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By faith, you can't always see. Sometimes, Brother Shane, you can't always see the end. Sometimes you can't always see the end. Sometimes you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Sometimes you can't see around the corner. So each decision we have in our life in the midst of those dark hours, you must make by faith and believe God. Because really, faith really is this. Faith is really just trusting Him. Faith is really just trusting Him in the will and direction that God's will is for your life. Trusting Him. Trusting Him. We're like a kite on a string. Amen. That kite, when it gets up there in that wind, you don't hear that kite going, oh no, I'm going south. Oh no, I'm going north. Oh no, I'm going east. You know why? Because the master is the one that's holding the end of the string. Amen. So I'm telling you today, when those decision times come and the dark hours of the night, don't listen to what the devil says. Don't listen to what Satan has to whisper about. Learn to depend and trust on the voice of an almighty God that will lead us in the direction that we should go every day of our lives. It's in those dark hours that we got to make the right decisions. It's in those dark hours. It's easy to make a good decision when we're all here this morning. But it's when we're out there in that old cold world, sin-filled world, when the pressure is on you and everybody else says you're not going to fit in if you don't do this. You're going to be an outcast if you don't do this. Just look at them and say, I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than anything I know. Thank God. Why? Because He's the shelter of my storm. He's the anchor. He's the rock that I built my life upon today. It's in the decisions of our life. Amen. Samantha, they're gone this weekend out of town, but when they first got married, you know, her and Derek, they worry about everything. And you know, as younger couples go, as do. Amen. The older you get, you still worry, but you learn what to worry about and not to worry about. But I'd tell her, I'd say, she'd call and she'd say, Daddy, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. And I'd say, baby, have you prayed about it? Have you prayed about it? And she'd say, you say that every time. I said, because it's the answer every time. It's the answer every time. Amen. It's in those dark hours. And that's what I try to tell her. I said, one of these days, Daddy may not be here. Mama may not be here. Listen, you may call 770-684-9615, and it'll say this line is no longer in service. But I want to teach her now and my grandkids now that it's in those dark hours. It's in those dark hours. The decision you make, we have to make by faith. Sometimes we don't see it. We don't see it. Amen. But sometimes you got to step out of the boat. Amen. We talk about Peter a lot of times when he stepped out of the boat and he began to sink. But at least Peter got out of the boat. He got out of the boat. He'd done more than I did. I've never walked on water. But Peter walked on water by faith. He said, come unto me, all you that's heavy laden. Come unto me and I'll give you rest. I'm telling you, you're going to need faith in the dark hours of your life. I don't know what this world's going to come to. I don't know what this virus outbreak or these things, what's going to happen. I listen to everybody. But I am telling you this, in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our trials, we might ought to learn to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to walk by faith. We got to make our decisions by faith. Faith is trusting in the will of God and His direction for our life. Amen. Then number three, not only faith in the dark hours, that we must walk by faith, we must make our decisions every day by faith, but number three, we must face our future by faith. We got to face our future. I know I'm going to heaven. How do you know that, preacher? Because I put my faith in the master builder. Amen. Hey, you ever get that? Amen. There's some things, listen, Brother Dennis, I'll use him for example. Brother Dennis is a master carpenter. Amen. I'm talking about he is very good. George said it. You said amen, didn't you, Brother George? You've seen his work, ain't you? Amen. Brother Dennis, listen, there's some things in my house. Listen, that Brother Dennis and them came over, and Brother Greg and them when he was here, and they came over and remodeled my kitchen. If you came over to my house and you looked how pretty that was, you'd say, I bet you Dennis Thomas done that. You know Jeff Hulsey didn't do it. But you'd say, you know what? Dennis done that, didn't he? I'd say, yeah. How do you know? Because I can tell by the work. I can tell it was he put time in it. See, you know why I talk about heaven so much? It's because I know who built it. I know who built it. Some of y'all gonna get that this week and you're gonna shout, and I wish you'd have done it today. I know the builder, amen. I know the builder. My future is secure, amen, today, not by me or you, but because I know the master carpenter, the Lord Jesus Christ today, and my future is based upon my faith that I have in him today. We got to face our future by faith. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. We know who holds tomorrow. Listen what it boils down to right here. Faith, now write this down. Now I want you to get this because you may need it next week. Faith is victory over fear. Amen. I come up with that. I didn't get that out of a magazine. Amen. Faith is victory over fear. The devil wants you to fear. Brother Wayne Kynes, the devil wants you to fear everything. He wants you to worry about everything. But Sister Brenda, our faith is our victory over that fear. That our faith, how in the world we look around and we see all these precious saints that have lost their husbands, that have lost their wives, that have lost their children. I listen, how do you keep going? It's because your faith overcome your fear. That boy's a sermon right there. You'll write that down, son. Yeah, really, our faith is what we got. If the devil can make us lose faith, we're going to be defeated. We're defeated when we lose our faith. And we lose our confidence in God. If we lose all of that today, listen, we're going under. Amen. A ship don't sink because it's sailing on the water. A ship sinks when the water begins to get into the boat. And that's what fear does. It allowed the elements of the world, Sister Doris, to get inside, and we began to go under. And that's when we get in trouble. Faith in the midst of fear. Amen. David said, with a spirit of sword, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Man, he was a little bitty man. Amen. He looks up to Zacchaeus and says, hey, today, come out. I'm going to your house. Amen. Faith overcomes fear when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Faith is victory over fear. Faith means, really, basically, believing in God. Believing in God. I have people every day that say, do you really believe that? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Amen. Do you really believe that a man left the portals of heaven, went to the cross of Calvary, hung there, bled and died, rose again the third day? You really believe that? How do you wrap your mind around that? It's by faith. It's by faith. It's not what I've saw. It's not what I've seen. But it's by my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got faith in it. Look at this, and we're going to hurry. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 31 through verse number 33. Talking about faith in the dark hours. Faith in the dark hours. We all going to go through them. It's not always going to be the neighbor's house. It's going through a hard time. We're all going to suffer with them, each one of us. We all going to go through storms of life. But it's in those dark hours we must learn to where our faith is. Listen to what he says here in Matthew. He said, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or withal shall we be clothed? Verse number 32. For after all these things do, the Gentiles do seek. Hold it right there just a minute. He said, this is what they're worrying about. They're worrying about, well, what am I going to do about food? What am I going to do about clothing? What am I going to do? What am I going to do about all these things? And he said, hey, I got it. Amen. If he can feed 5,000 besides women and children with just a few fishes and bread, he can take care of me and you. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth you have need of all these things. He knows it. He knows it. Look at verse number 33. This right here. This right here, a lot of people, they want to stop at a certain verse. You got to read the whole thing. You got to read the whole thing. This is how we do it. Just like Enoch, walk with God, was translated. Look what he said. But seek ye first. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things, what things, preacher? All those things he just said. All the clothing, all the food, everything you need will be given. Ain't that what it's saying? All these things will be... And his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you if we'll seek him first. Put our trust in him. Put your trust in him. Will you go back to where we started from today? Will you do that for me one more time? In Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 5 and verse number 6. Faith in dark hours. Faith in dark hours. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the rose of Sharon. Amen. He is what gives us what we stand in need of today. Look at what he said right here. He said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. You imagine, boy, that wouldn't that be good. The rapture took place for Enoch. You imagine, boy, we was all here this morning, and all of a sudden God said, boom, you look around, Herman's gone. Look around, Cecil's gone. Amen. Look around, there are two or three still here, but the rest of us are gone. I just want to be in the number. Amen. That's what happened to Enoch. But he said it happened by faith. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. He was not found. You know why he wasn't found? He wasn't here. Amen. He was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, what a testimony. Faith in the dark eye. Faith in the dark hours. Number one, we got to learn to walk by faith. Number two, our decisions has got to be made by faith. Amen. I've learned this a lot. People would say, will you do this and can you do that? And I said, let me pray about it. Let me pray about it. Sometimes it's better to just slow down. I've learned this in life in general. Brother Don, I used to be bad. Something happened, and I'd make a hasty decision. And a couple hours later, I'd think, doggone it, I made the wrong decision. Said something, did something, maybe shouldn't have done it. So I've learned this, if we'll slow down before we make any decision and pray and ask God's will to be done, whatever decision you'll make, God will make the way for it. Faith in the dark hours. We walk by faith. We need to learn to make our decisions by faith. And then no matter what tomorrow may hold, we're going to face it by faith. Amen. I don't know what it holds. Amen. Those folks in Nashville, Tennessee went to bed the other night. That tornado swept through there, took out all them families. They didn't see that coming. They didn't see that coming. We don't know next week what may happen. But what we do know is if we'll face whatever it may be, just learn to put within my heart that I may have to face the storm, but I'm going to face it with him right here beside me. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Amen. He is the rock of our salvation. My trust is in him. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. Faith in the dark hours. Faith in the dark hours. And it's hard to do. It's hard to do when you're in troubled times. Hard to do when you tell somebody that God will provide you something to eat and you're starving. It's hard to do when you tell somebody just trust in the Lord and their power's been cut off or their water's been cut off. It's hard to do, but we got to learn. Just trust. Have confidence in him. He'll come. And he'll be right on time. Master, do you care that we perish? Sure he cares. Let's trouble him this morning. If you're here and you're going through a storm, or you're here and you're in a dark time in your life, just come and say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I know I'm saved. Lord, my faith is weak. My faith is weak. Amen. I need to get an adjustment. Amen. Them grandkids of mine, they live on them cell phones. They get in the car, we headed down the road, one of the first things they say, Papa, can I see your charger? They ain't gonna let that thing die. Man, that's the way we need to be about our spiritual life. Amen. Don't let that charger die. Because that's our faith. That's our faith. I hope you got something out of that. Let us stand together this morning.